good on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Friday, TGI. Hey, everybody, welcome on in to TGIF Friday. Thank God it's Friday, March 28th, 2025 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a great show lined up for you today. In the first hour, we're going to be going to Lansing, Michigan. In the second hour, we're going to Israel. And in the third hour, we're going to Washington, D.C. What the heck is he talking about? No. I'm not going to be switching my VPN, legendary VPN service that I get from Jonathan Deek, the computer geek. Not going to be registered in Lansing, then Israel, and then Washington, D.C. No. I'm in a third world country. For the entire show. But the topics, the conversation, the things we're going to be talking about today, so much to talk about what's going on in Lansing. Lots of stuff happening in Lansing because they're preparing for the spring break of Easter. They're already looking at legislative sessions, what's going to happen this year, 2025, legislatively in Lansing. Second hour, Pastor Chatfield is going to give us a field report. With the war going on in Israel, trips to Israel, tours, all kinds of little side junkets that you can take in Israel at the lowest level price-wise in forever. Well, he took advantage of that and spent this past week or so in Israel, and he is going to share with us his experiences and what he went through in that trip. And then in the third hour, 11:30, we're going to be joined by Tim Roberts. Him and his daughter are taking, right now as we speak, a tour of the White House Oval Office. Yes, they're in the White House today, and they are going to be checking in with us at 11:33 to give us a field report as to what they saw in Washington. So got a great show lined up for you today. Also, last time, I'm going to try to keep this short and sweet. Detroit Tigers opened up against L.A. last night. Tarek Skubal threw one bad pitch. One stupid bad pitch. The Dodger hit a three-run home run. Even though they were 0 for 14 with runners in scoring position. Now, folks, you got guys in scoring position, and you can't get one or two, three hits out of 14 opportunities? Well, they lost 5-4. Torkelson Spencer had a game of his life. Four walks and a home run. But they fell short, 5-4. They play the Dodgers again tonight, but I won't be talking about it on the radio no more. Not until they make the playoffs. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one on this Friday. Officer Rick tuning in on Simple Radio, loud and clear from Genesee County. Back to work as a school cop today. Thank you very much, sir, for your service. Also, while thinking of Officer Rick, I got to get his chocolate cake for this year's Fun Shoot Pig Roast, but the date has been moved. because of the proceeds from this year. The Antrim County Conservative Union's sixth annual Fun Shoot Pig Roast is going to be donating the proceeds to the Antrim County GOP. They actually will be running the ticket sales this year, providing the volunteers to work the event for us. We're going to provide the location, the date, the sound system. I'm going to MC the event. They'll give me the list of speakers they would like. And we will run the ticket sales through their ACGOP website. We're going to have a meeting in April here to get organized. But the date has been confirmed and has been reserved for Saturday, July the 19th. That's 2 weeks after 4th of July. It's going to be the third Saturday in July, not the fourth Saturday in August. We moved it up, third Saturday in July. So we'll have our meeting in April. We'll get everything organized. They'll get their website updated to be able to take ticket sales, and we are going to have an absolute blast. As usual, good friend of ours, the radio station here, Brett Gooding, Tammy Gooding from Up North Farm. This is their farm activities that they're doing now for CPL training, Up North Firearms Training, farms. If you know anybody that has a farm, you can reach out to Brett and Tammy and schedule a family reunion CPL training. Your church, your local church, any organization out there listening, you want to raise some money, you want to provide CPL training to your members, to your church members, to your organization, just text me Brett, B-R-E-T-T, and I'll text you back his information. You can get a hold of him and set it up. Well, he'll be providing range safety officers, as well as Tom Curtis from Curtis Gunsmithing. I got to reach out to Tom and confirm this date with him, Saturday, July 19th in Central Lake, Michigan. So again, the proceeds this year are going to the Antrim County GOP. They'll be helping us run the event this year, taking the ticket sales. Proceeds will go to them. They'll have the expenses, but they get the proceeds and hopefully can do some good things with it this year. One of the things that caught my eye down in Lansing, because we're going to talk about Lansing today in this first hour. Well, Speaker Matt Hall, been talking a lot about Matt here the last couple days, starting to kind of like this guy. Well, last month, House Speaker Matt Hall said he was willing to take a look at higher fees on electric vehicles as a source for additional revenue for road improvements. Back in February the 13th this year, he said that EV owners should pay more for the roads. Now, this week, the Republican speaker said it's a proposal that he could definitely support. But make no mistake, Hall doesn't want an access the board tax hike across the board, excuse me. He does not want across the board tax hike of any kind being put on the backs of the working people. But he's more than willing to hike the fees on EV owners to help fix the roads. And he says if the governor's willing to go there, I'll go along for the ride. I could support that. That would mean more revenue. That would mean a tax increase only for electric vehicles, period, said Hall. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer has consistently called for new revenue, new taxes, new fees that needs to be part of a multifaceted road fix plan. And now she has a key GOP partner to go there if she is willing to sign off on the plan. Paul, speaking to Fox TV News and TV6 in Lansing, said, I think the drivers of electric vehicles should pay their fair share. And right now, we don't see that happening. So if we're going to look for new revenue, we should look at these electric vehicles. He went on to add, this could be part of the negotiations. If Whitmer needs a tax increase, I'm going to start with looking at what the EVs are paying. Right now, they're not paying the same amount as the conventional motorists, and this needs to be equalized. Well, Michigan currently has more than 55,000 EV owners in the state, and data suggests 60% of those who own EVs earn more than $100,000 a year, with only 20% of the owners earning less than $50,000 a year. Speaker reflects that EV drivers, well, they are the most expensive vehicles. Usually these are purchased by people that are financially well off. They're getting all kinds of government incentives, coupons, discounts, and tax credits even at point of sale. But the environmental lobby points out that those owners already pay a higher registration fee than the non-EV owners. And adding more fees on top of that could diminish the demand, which would not help produce cleaner air. These people are so stupid. I'm going to stop the story right there. How is the majority of our electricity, especially up here in northern Michigan, how is it produced? The burning of fuels that produce greenhouse gases. The electricity generated by the burning of those fuels produces the electricity that charges your electric vehicles. So while you think you're doing something great for the planet, driving an EV, an electric vehicle, you actually are consuming and forcing the burning of more fuels, causing more greenhouse gases than what our combustion engine vehicles are producing into the atmosphere. With catalytic converters, very, very, very little greenhouse gases coming from these combustion engines that most of us are driving today. You people don't understand science. You don't understand electricity generation. You don't understand CO2. You don't understand so much, especially when you make stupid statements like this. I don't know who the reporter is for MERS News Service. Paying higher registration fees. So for what? Your license plates cost more? How much more? Are you paying $1,000 a year for your license plate? No. So how much more? My license plate's 214 for one, 270 for another. So what are you guys paying, 500 for your license plates? Are you paying that much more? I don't know. I have no idea. If somebody knows, text me and let me know. Because I can guarantee you I am definitely spending more than $200-$300 a year at the gas pump in fuel taxes, which you don't have to stop and do because you have an electric vehicle. Oh, let's get clarification on this. Maybe we already know, and I didn't see it below the fold. Charles Griffin, director of climate and energy for Ecology Center in Ann Arbor, cited last month, based on a 2019 Ecology Center report, that a car with internal combustion engine that gets 50 miles to the gallon pays $170 registration fee and $62.40 a year in state gas taxes. Well, I don't drive a vehicle that gets 50 miles to the gallon. One of my vehicles don't even get 20. Well, assuming that they drive 12,000 miles a year, between the license plate registration and the gas taxes, which I don't understand how they could be paying state gas taxes if they're electric. Oh, now that was a combustion engine, Randy. Stay clear, buddy. Internal combustion engine. Got it. They're saying a car that gets 50 miles to the gallon will pay $232.40 a year. However, on the other side, the registration of a Chevy Volt plug-in hybrid is $218 a year. Oh, wait a minute. We're paying on average $170, and you're paying $218. Okay, so you're paying $48 more. $48 more. Plus, on top of that, an additional $47.50 in registration filing fees. Oh, this was a hybrid. That's why. It's not a fully electric. That's it. Gas that they consume, $37.14 in gas taxes, traveling the same 12,000 miles, means that they pay $340.64 a year. It's, folks, it's $108 is the difference between a car that gets 50 miles to the gallon. I don't know who drives a car with a combustion engine that can get 50 miles to the gallon anywhere. Not a hybrid. It says internal combustion engine that gets 50 miles to the gallon. Okay. Versus the Chevy Volt plug-in hybrid. Oh, here it is on the very bottom, way below the fold. On the all-electric Tesla Model 3, their license plate fee is $254. Additional filing fee for the plate, $135, total $389. Are you kidding me? Okay, over a combustion engine, it looks like less than $160 a year extra. Okay, now if they were paying $500 more additional on top of the $389, do you think they'll get rid of their electric vehicles? No, they won't. They won't get rid of their electric vehicle. They're tree huggers. They love the fact that they are driving a vehicle that's emitting absolutely no greenhouse gases into the atmosphere, even though the electricity to charge it consumes a ton. They feel good because they're driving a vehicle that helps produce cleaner air. Right. $500 a year more for EVs. Your license plate goes to $754 a year versus $254. You use the roads with heavy vehicles. EVs are heavy, folks. I don't know what a Tesla Model 3 weighs. I'll find out during the break. It's a heck of a lot more than a little tiny Chevy Equinox, I can guarantee that. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout.